Let's head to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you this morning.
You got some local faces in town this week.
Yeah, about 70 of them. So we had a great day yesterday. We did our standard drill for the chambers when they come to town. As reserved a room for them in the Capitol Visitor Center, and then we had a bunch of folks come and visit with them, including Speaker Ryan. We had seven committee chairs. We had the conference chair, the whip, come talk to him. Also, we got Secretary Tom Price of HHS to come over to talk about health care.
Well, let's zero in on that. To be able to get a department secretary in is really a coup. What did he say? How did you feel after the presentation the secretary gave?
Well, I felt pretty good about what he's trying to do in the phase two activities of repealing and replacing Obamacare. He talked about the things that he could do administratively. He also talked about a set of overarching goals for healthcare in terms of trying to get the patient and the healthcare provider, the doctor, back to having a robust conversation with a family about healthcare instead of having federal bureaucrats or insurance company bureaucrats gumming up the works in the middle.
You know, I see this morning that Steve King from Iowa has said he still thinks that the plan is a few votes short. Do you still think there might be a vote this week?
From what I'm hearing, we still are a handful of votes short. The impression I get is maybe less than five, and it looks to me like if we get those votes, then we'll have that vote probably tomorrow to repeal and replace Obamacare.
So now, has that additional support come from moderates who are against it, or people from the right who are against it, or people from the left who are against it, do you think?
Well, a little bit of the first two. Virtually all but one member of the Freedom Caucus are now supporting the bill. So you've got those folks, and they were the ones that were originally trying to blow it up. And then you've gotten several of the moderates on board, albeit that's where we're still a little short, is on the moderate part of the side of the party. So I know our leadership's still working on those, because at this point every vote counts, and we're not going to be able to count on any Democrats whatsoever, even though we've asked them to be engaged in the process. They refused to do so. I think the biggest challenge we've got now is more of an emotional one, because there are 200 plus people that were trying to lean into this and do the right thing for the American people early on. And then, the Freedom Caucus sort of threw sand in the gears, and now they're saying, look, we fixed this bill, we're taking credit for saving it and resurrecting it. And a lot of people, that just sits emotionally crosswise with a bunch of people, and so they're having trouble with the emotional aspects versus the substantive parts of it. We've had, at least three or four people I've talked to that feel that way about it, plus some of the outside groups that were originally trying to torpedo it and suddenly said they got involved, they saved it. And I'm just telling you, all of that is absolute BS. And it's actually, continuing on that same line, if you look at what's happened to Heritage Foundation, they have decided to reorganize. That the attacks they were, the approach they were taking to try to advance policy was failing, and so they fired Jim DeMint, and they're going to fire a bunch of other people over there, and it's going to go back to being a conservative think tank instead of trying to be a political bomb thrower.
Yeah, that's it. I saw that DeMint had been kicked out. Let's go back now, of course, to the members of the chamber who were there in D.C. this week. Transportation was one of the questions. High-speed rail is something that I saw Glenn Brewer on the TV last night saying that this local chamber would like to see the train come as close to Bryan College Station as possible. Are you basically at odds with your own Chamber of Commerce on this?
Oh, no, I'm not, actually. In my interview, and I don't know if they played the clip of it, what I said is the following, that both of our principal larger communities, Waco and Bryan College Station, both of those chambers support high-speed rail. And so they're generally supportive of the Texas Central High-Speed Rail Project. I also went on to say that our rural constituents are generally against it. And so what I've said is that, I'm mildly supportive of the effort to do this, but I want to make sure that private property rights are protected and that no federal funds are used for it. So if Texas Central can cut a deal with the landowners along the route so that they're happy, And then I think that's the direction to move forward, but I'll also make sure there's no federal funding for it. I think it would be good for Texas, but again, I think the company needs to respect private property rights and do it the right way.
So Congressman Bill Flohr is joining us from D.C. Of course, the other question, government shutdown, and your Republican president yesterday said, I may not be as cooperative next time around, and he actually said a government shutdown might be a good thing. How do you square with that?
Well, this is one of those instances where I'm not on the same page with the president. Look, I support him about 90% of his ambitions and his statements, but this is one of those where I have to differ from him. I think it's inappropriate to talk about a government shutdown. Anytime you have a government shutdown, you're talking about pulling the pay away from our troops. And I just can't go there. I will say this. I think that I wish the omnibus was a little better. It's what I referred to yesterday with the chamber as a crap sandwich. It's got some good crap in it and some bad crap. And you just have to say which one has the better flavor. And so that you can be forward or against it. At this point in time, based on what I've seen, I'm leaning toward voting for it today. Because of the positive things it has, I think, outweigh the negatives.
What other legislation of importance are we going to have going on for the balance of the week?
Well, we passed a bill yesterday to give companies that want to do it the ability to work with their employees to give them compensatory time off so that if an employee works overtime and then they want to take the time off to deal with a family illness or with something like that, that they can do that. Right now, the law prohibits private employers from being able to set up those arrangements with their employees. But like the federal government has that same program. So we're just saying if it's good enough for the federal government, it'd be good enough for our private sector employees. That passed yesterday, overwhelmingly bipartisan. That's the main thing of the plate. The other two big things are the omnibus funding bill will be on the floor today, and then health care maybe tomorrow. We'll have to keep our fingers crossed on that.
Figure there's still a lot of sausage to be made, huh, before you get that done.
Yes, there is. And, I mean, who knows? There might wind up being another change or two to the health care repeal replace bill. It's getting a little late to do that, but we'll see what happens.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Appreciate the time this morning.
Great talking to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue to pray for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Yes, sir. Thank you.